Welcome to It Takes a Village, sponsored by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Visit us online at FeliciaVillage.org.
Joining us on It Takes a Village, Barb Fricke, Director of Marketing. Good morning, Barb.
Good morning, Jim.
Let's talk a little bit about Felician Village. It has been around for quite a long time. Providing services here in Manitowoc County. It's a long history. Tell us a bit more about how Felician Village got started.
Sure, Jim. St. Mary's was founded in 1887 when Father Luzdicki, who was the pastor of St. Mary's Parish, was concerned about the poor living conditions and neglect of the sick, orphans, and aged in his parish. He requested several Felician sisters come help him with his work with the people of Manitowoc. And on August 27th, 1887, three Felician sisters arrived in Manitowoc. At first, they lived in a two-story home with six orphaned boys and one elderly man. As the number of aged and orphans increased, a second home was rented. In the same location as today's Felician Village on approximately 23 acres, construction of a larger home was begun in April of 1888. The structure was completed and occupied in December 1888 and was given the name of the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary, Home for the Aged, Crippled, and Orphans, which then was shortened to St. Mary's Home, and could accommodate 60 residents who were crippled, sick, aged, and orphaned. Along with food donations from Manitowoc citizens, the sisters and the residents planted and cared for gardens and raised farm animals, and that provided their food. The city of Manitowoc, along with some private donations, were very generous to St. Mary's Home, and over the years helped provide a sewer system, a new heating system, and electricity to the home. Over the 47 years the home provided services to orphan boys, a total of 633 boys received care by the Felician sisters. The orphanage portion closed in 1934, but care for the elderly continues to this day.
That is a rich history of the Felician Village and how it got started. But as we know, times progress. Have there been lots of add-ons and things to Felician Village?
Yeah, there certainly have been, Jim. Over the years, there have been many construction projects and additions were built. At one time, the building housed 256 residents and included a miniature golf course, a swimming pool, a bowling alley, and other amenities. In 2009, we had a total reconstruction of the assisted living and nursing home areas. And that brought us down to our current licensed number of beds for St. Mary's, which is 84. And that includes 20 short-term rehab and 64 long-term care resident beds. In the 1990s, the two forms of assisted living were added to the campus, and those are a group home and an apartment building. And then in 2019, the Felician Village at Home membership program for those living in their own homes was added. And Felician Village does continue to be sponsored by the Felician Sisters, even after all these years.
Well, from a little two-story home to what Felician Village is today and the modern campus and all the services you're providing is pretty much amazing. A rich history provided to everyone here in Manitowoc County.
It truly is, and to be on the same site for all of these years, it is amazing.
Well, Barb, thanks for getting us up to date on all the history. Let's talk again real soon.
Okay, thanks, Jim.
You've been listening to It Takes a Village, brought to you by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Join us again next Thursday at this time, or for more information, go to FeliciaVillage.org to learn more.